Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So if the budget battles in Wisconsin or the threat of a government shutdown in Washington haven't been enough to illustrate the fierce tensions between public officials, public employees, and unions, then look no further than Nassau County for the latest in budgetary emergencies in government. The Nassau Interim Finance Authority, which oversees the county's finances in the case of a deficit, has declared an official fiscal emergency in this rich, rich county. At the request of County Executive Ed Mangano, the authority voted yesterday to impose a wage freeze on the county's 8,100 public workers as a way to tackle the county's $176 million deficit. So joining me now to talk about the latest in Nassau County's fiscal crisis is Joy Brown, columnist for Newsday. Hi, Joy. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning.
So the last time you were on with us, it was to talk about how the Interim Finance Authority might have to step in and control the county's finances. And now we're there. Yesterday we saw the control board impose a wage freeze. Bring us up to speed on how this came about in such a wealthy county.
Well, the bottom line on this thing is that Nassau has had multiple opportunities to fix the primary problem, which is that every year the county spends more than it brings in. And having failed at that, we find ourselves 10 years after our last crisis in an even worse crisis in terms of the gap between that needs to be filled, the hole that needs to be filled in. And for the first time ever, we now have a strong and formal control board to make certain that that job gets done.
Are the unions reacting to this news of a wage freeze?
Their unions are acting the way you would expect them to act. They have already indicated that they will sue, as public employee unions have done in other municipalities in New York State where there has been a control board.
Couldn't Mangano and the county legislature have just passed a balanced budget?
Well, if you talk to the county executive, he will say today that that budget is balanced. One of the interesting things that happened during the public meeting yesterday of NYFA is that the NYFA chairman basically dug a little hole and shoved Mangano into it verbally by making very, very clear, this is not a balanced budget. This is a deficit. This deficit is real. It is very real. And under the board's auspices, this is something that is going to be fixed. Now, the interesting thing, of course, is that this board can in no way, shape, or form impose policy. So Mangano and the county legislature have, they're the ones who are going to have to figure out how exactly this hole is going to be filled.
So this interim finance authority is basically an auditor that says, aha, county executive, you claim that your new budget is balanced, but we know it's really not.
Well, it's kind of like an auditor with teeth,
yeah.
Because what the other thing that the board made the decision to do yesterday is they will approve. They will take a look at and they will approve. They have the power to approve any contract let for $50,000 or more in the county. The board has the authority to say yay or nay on borrowing. The board has the authority to say yay or nay, and that we will accept your revised version of this budget. So it's a little more than an auditing function, which implies that it's coming after the fact. With the control board, they're going to be very much in front of the political leaders in Nassau County and saying, you can do this, you cannot do that.
Is the board a function of the state?
The board is a function of the state. It is a state authority.
So, in effect, Albany is in control of Nassau now.
Albany probably wouldn't see it that way, but technically, the Interim Finance Authority is an entity of the state. So, yes.
And you say that the board can't impose policy, but where they're imposing a wage freeze, aren't they, as opposed to more spending cuts or layoffs or more borrowing or a tax hike?
Well, the one thing that you've hit upon, the one thing that they can do, which is to say, halt. Nobody's going anywhere with not just wages, but, you know, longevity increases. If you're going to get that raise in night differential, you're not going to get that raise in night differential. Any increase in any form of compensation that county workers were entitled to, you're not going to get it. Now, obviously, that doesn't apply to deferred compensation that they had agreed to get otherwise, but it fundamentally holds things in their places. Now, the interesting thing about this is it sounds like a big deal. It saves the county $10 million this year, 10 out of a 170-some-odd dollar deficit.
That's all the wage freeze does.
That's all it does for this year.
Mangano has asked NYFA to allow him to borrow money for tax refunds. Is that
now
likely?
This is interesting. This idea of using borrowing as revenue, NYFA did, in fact, let Tom Suozzi, a prior county executive, do that, and an even earlier iteration of NYFA let county executive Tom Suozzi sort of borrow a little less. They mandated that he borrow a little less every single year to pay back property tax refunds, which is a huge issue and a huge strain on county.
So there'll be no Arnold bucks like in California when they couldn't pay their tax refunds for a while?
Well, you know, what Mangano wanted to do was to do a significant policy shift. Instead of borrowing a portion of the money to pay those back, he wanted to borrow all of it. Mm-hmm. And NYFA pretty early on said, no, we don't think so. At yesterday's meeting, they did not say publicly what they think of Mangano's revised plan. And in his revised plan, he's asking to be able to borrow not as much as he had planned to before, but to borrow some money. It'll be interesting to see what NYFA says. Because that borrowing was supposed to account, or that change in tax rate policy was supposed to give him an extra $30 million. So whatever NYFA's decision on that is going to have a significant impact on what the political leaders in the county have to do to close the hole.
Poor county, rich county, the bottom line does not discriminate. Nassau County's fiscal crisis through the eyes of Newsday columnist Joy Brown. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and coming up in a minute, we have many voices to remember the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire from Lower Manhattan 100 years ago today and what it still means to the present. Stay with us.